it's got to be drove in or driven in or how would you probably say that?
You know, normally you never think of what you're going to say. You just say, hit it a couple more times.
Okay. What would you call a little building used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
And before they had bathrooms and doors, what did they call the toilets they had outside?
Well, they have a number of names. Now, which one do you want? Some of them call them telephone booths. Some of them call them little outhouse. And some of them call them little reading room sometimes.
Which term would you call them?
Toilet. Okay.
Any joking names or vulgar names?
Well, you want vulgar names?
Just whatever you heard.
Some of them said shit house.
Okay, how did that sound?
Well, normally you didn't say that unless... There's a bunch of kids that want to say, where can I go take a dump? And they say, the shit house over there.
Okay. And
I hope you don't blush, because I don't.
What different buildings would there be on the farm?
Well, you would have the house, the barn, which is sometimes referred to as a crib.
The barn's called a crib?
Mm-hmm.
What was kept in it?
Oh, your feed for the animals, and oftentimes, depending on the size of the farm, who you were, and how you arranged the stuff, a lot of people would keep their farm implements under the barn.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the upper part of the barn? Where you might store hay?
Where you got a hayloft.
Mm-hmm. Any other way?
And you got a corn bin.
A long time ago, before they would bale hay, when they'd gather hay, how would they leave it out?
They'd leave it out on piles. Now, I forget what they call a pile. They had a special name for it, but they'd just stack it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stack hay up like that, it will shed the rain off.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that gets wet is what's on top of the roof. Any ones that use it, then they throw the top aside and dig it out from underneath.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a way of keeping hay where you'd have a four poles and a sliding roof to get the hay up into that?
Not around here.
And do you ever hear of a hay doo or hay shock or hay rick?
A hay rick, yeah.
What was the hay rick?
It was a rake gear. After the grass was mowed and dry enough to either haul into the barn or dry enough to bale,
mm-hmm.
just rake the grass up into rows or piles.
Mm-hmm. And a building or part of the building where you could store grain, what would you call that?
Well, now, normally in this area, you stored the grain as it came out of the field. You didn't husk it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, corn, to me, is not referred to as grain unless it's shelled.
Mm-hmm.
Oats is not referred to as grain unless they are threshed or harvested, you know, actually the seed out of the husk. And you didn't have much any of that around here. You still don't have any of that around here. Those are handled mostly like down in the rice countries,
mm-hmm.
out in the west, and the people in the west gather their corn like that. It's shelled right in the field and goes into the granary.
Mm-hmm.
See?
But they don't have that.
We don't have that as a rule here.
Tell me about the place your parents got their farm. How big was it and what was it?
I had exactly 50 acres, and 15 acres of that was rented out. And the balance was cultivated with rice potatoes, sweet potatoes, corn, and a garden area.
Mm-hmm. Did you have